Welcome to this inspiring message from Grace Life Church. We do hope you enjoy it. For more information about us, please see our website www.greaterlife.org.uk.
I was meant to speak a couple of weeks ago and I totally lost my voice. So I guess God has something great for us. So let's just prepare our hearts. Let's just open our hearts. And like Carrie said, it doesn't matter who is bringing the message. Open your heart to God, because the Holy Spirit will speak to each of us individually. So let's have a great day today. It looks like we're going through a kind of a time to praise God, to worship Him, to pray, and getting our victory through that. So what I entitled this message is Victory Through Praise. Amen. So it's getting faith for our lives. Yeah, so we're having victory through praise. Now, praise unto God should be a part of our daily life. It should be our everyday lifestyle. You know, as a Christian, praise should just come naturally to you. It isn't something we just, you know, when we come to church on Sundays, we come to praise God. Yes, it is, but it shouldn't be just a Sunday event. It's an everyday event. It's a lifestyle. Praise is one of the most important truths that causes our victory. And it enables us to continually look at our lives through God's eyes. So it's like knowing, part of praise is knowing your identity. Because if you know who you are, you know you can come to the Almighty and you know it's good. You know, it's like when we go to Ghana, we go, my mom's got, you know, houses there. Now, when we walk in there, we haven't been there for ages, but they know us. They know our identity. We can walk in there and I can say to Eric, get me a drink. And he's not going to ask, who are you? He's just going to get it for me. Another great thing, because I know who I am in that house. I know I can command anything and I will get it. When we go, now my mum used to work at the Bank of Ghana and she held a very high position there. Now there are certain parts of it, it's like Bank of England, there are certain parts you cannot go. I go in there, luckily I've got my mum's name. So I walk in there and I go with authority. I mention, I don't work there. And she's not been there for it, but I walk in there and I mention my name. Oh, Mrs. Dauntle's daughter, come on in. And I get taken inside. So I can walk in and I get taken inside to a different place and they serve me there. Because I know who I am. And in the same way, we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. So if I know my identity through my mom, how much more through Christ? How much more through Christ? So we can, the truth is that if we get hold of the truth, it will cause us to live a life for God, centered and focused continually on Him, no matter what, because you know who you are. Yeah? When circumstances happen in our lives, we need to walk in light, not the circumstances. Forget about the second. See what God sees. See what God sees in you. It's like Psalm 34 says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praise. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Praise God at all times. In your lowest, praise him. It is through praise that God wants us to acknowledge who he is and what he has done for us. Because it's a time of acknowledging who Christ is. This way, in the word and in victory, it gets sealed in our hearts. When we practice this on a regular basis, it gets sealed in our hearts. It's vital. It's important that we also perceive in our spirit the importance that our praise unto God is relationship. It's relationship. It's a personal corporate victory he desires to give to us. You know, in Chronicles, it's like a lot of the victories that were won were through praise. A lot of victories that were won were through praise. It's like when King Jehoshaphat bowed low. This is in Chronicles 2. And all the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping the Lord. Then the Levites from the clans of Kohath and the Korah stood to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud shout. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all." He said, "Listen to me, you people of Judah." Now, Judah in the Bible actually means praise. Yes, yeah, so the land, so anytime you hear Judah, it's like, "You people of praise." Yeah, so Judah and Jerusalem, "Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm." Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. So no matter what's going on, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what your circumstances, praise God. Think of him. Think of what he says about you. Think of where he wants to take you to. Think of your destiny. Because God's a good God. Yeah, God's a good God, and he loves us dearly. It's like he... There are certain songs that when we sing, we've got to remember when we sing praises, it's not just words. You just think about what you're singing to him. Think about the words you're saying, because they actually mean something. You know, so just sit there and think about the word. It's like, how great is our God? How great? What in your mind is great? Just think, God is greater. Yeah, so we think about the words we're singing. The words we're singing, and they're not just words. We think of Waymaker. He's a promise keeper. What are the promises he's given to us? Yeah, he's promised us life. He's promised us blessings. He's promised us, I mean, so many things. Look through the Bible. Find what he's promised us. That is God. God is love. He is a promise keeper. He is a way maker. So when things are looking bad, when things are like tough, when we're struggling and we sing these songs, remember what you're singing. You're not just making words. You are singing to the Almighty. You're opening your heart out to him, keeping in tune with him. Now, this Jehoshaphat going through and fighting his victory and winning it is the same victory God wants for us. It's the same victory God wants for us. So we need to realize that our enemies are fleeing. They can't stand still. You see, God is everywhere. Now, Satan picks on you. He sees if you can, but if you continue praising him, he'll flee from you because he can't be everywhere. But he comes to you when you're a threat. When you are a threat to the devil, then he comes, you know, because he prances around like a lion. He prances around. He's got no hold on you except what you allow him. So accept what you allow him. He's got no hold on you. If you sit in fear, then he realizes, right, I can use fear because she's a fearful person. But other than that, he's got no hold over any of us. And we need to remember that. He will flee if we continue to praise God in our circumstances. When things are looking grim, he will flee. Now, I remember this. When Ram died, it was a tough time for me. Well, for all of us. But you know, the one thing, I used to come into church and I'll be praising God and I'll be thinking, really? But the one song that always put me through was Cornerstone. You know, and there are certain music that you just listen to and you just think, you know what, God is good. It's like no matter the storm I was going through, he was with me. Sorry, guys. You know, Cornerstone said, my hope is built on nothing less. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust in the sweetest frame, but holy trust in Jesus' name. Holy trust in Jesus' name. Now, Christ alone is the cornerstone. He says, weak made strong in the Savior's love and through the storm, he is Lord. He's Lord of all through the storm. And I tell you, that song, it made me think that, you know what, Lord, you have me. And you have me. You have brought me through that storm. And I cannot trust in my sister's love alone. But I can trust in him. And I know he would hold, and he brought me through. It took time. And any time I came to church, I was thinking, what is wrong with me? How long is it going to take? And I just break down. But any time I heard this song, it reminded me that, you know what? There is more to it. Because God's with me. Amen. You know, God's with me. And that was an amazing, you know, and each one of us have probably got a song that rings true to you. Think about the words. Think about the words. Like I said, he alone is who I can trust in. No one else. Him alone. You know, in Acts 16, when Paul and Silas, when they were locked in jail, there was nothing else they could do. They were locked in jail. You'll be sitting there and probably cursing those who put you there. You will be sitting there thinking, why am I here? What do? They sang praises. They sang praises. They walked through their praise. Their situation was nothing for God. Yeah, so through praising him, they walked out of that jail because he broke chains. He broke things down. He broke things down. You know, our praises are more powerful than we know. Our praises are more powerful than we know. When things are looking bad, don't run to the next person and start crying. It's like, no, run to him. Look to him. Praise him. Through your bad circumstances, through things that are bad, praise him. He is the one who will bring you through. And I say that because I have walked through it, guys. I'm not just that. I have walked through it. There are times when my situation is so, I am so low, and all I do is I listen to praise and worship. And you know what? You'd be amazed. Within 5 minutes, the circumstances turn. Your feelings turn. You begin to see things differently. You begin to realize that it's not as bad as I thought. Because he fights for us all the time without us even realizing. Without us knowing, he fights for us. Yeah? So we should always remember. Now, it is up to us to bring to our minds the submission and be determined to praise God. It's not easy, because when you're wallowing in self-pity, it's not easy. But you put that praise music on, that worship, you turn that tune on, you close your mind to how you're feeling. And it will turn. And things will turn. It is through praise that we are able to change our center of focus. Praise enables us to get our eyes off our situation. It gets us our eyes off ourselves. And it gets our eyes on God, who is then able to lift us above this situation. There are 4 points, I think, about praise. Praise gives us access to God. Yeah, it gives us access to God. So it tells us that I will enter his gates. Remember in the olden days, you could only enter, there were only certain high priests who could enter God's gate, who could enter the Holy of Holies. You and I couldn't just enter into the Holy of Holies. But he says, I would enter his gates with praise and thanksgiving. You know, so when you read Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. And praise his name. Yes, yeah, so enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Honestly, it really breaks things down. If you're finding it difficult to pray, if you're finding your situation difficult, I promise you, this week, just try it. Just put some praise music on, just listen to some praise music, and just let yourself go. And you'll see the circumstances is actually not that bad. Things will turn. Yeah? Make it personal. Make it personal. Just listen to whatever praise music you want, but make it personal. Praise changes you. Yeah, so in the fires of praise, God reaches out and he melts down all those jagged edges, all those things that we think are rough. When we praise him, God comes down and he smooths it all out. It gets all smoothed out and you just think, oh, really? So let go of everything you are holding on to. Let go of all. Let him do his work. Let him do his thing. Let him do his thing. Just let go. You've got issues with your partner, let go. Let God do his thing. God will work it through. You've got issues with your kids, let go. But be conscious that that's what you're doing, because it's hard. You may not be able to say, hey, I let it go because it's eating you. But when you come to him, it's just you and him. You just hang out with him. You just say, I let it go. And he will do the rest. But you have to let him do it. Thirdly, praise is a relationship. It's not a ritual. It's a relationship. So you're not coming here, let's just praise God. It's a relationship. It's like in Exodus, when God said, build me a tabernacle. He didn't want a grand structure. He just wanted a place where he could meet, where he could have a relationship. You know, he wants a place where he can dwell in. He wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to communicate with us. So talk to him. Tell him how wonderful he is. You know, sometimes we think when we're praising, we're entering into prayer. So we come with our shopping list. I need. Let's enter into having a relationship with him. Lord, you're wonderful. You're great. You're awesome. Just telling him how good he is. Thank him for saving you. Thank him because without him, we wouldn't be here. Thank him for that. You know, and listen to him talk back to you. Because that's what he wants. He wants to have a relationship. So sometimes when we get into that praise mode, we can just hang. Just sit back, listen to what he has to say. Sometimes it feels like I'm sitting here for, oh gosh, it's been ages and I haven't said anything. Doesn't matter. You're communicating with God. It doesn't matter. Just keep sitting there. Just keep your heart open. He will speak to you. Just like you're speaking to him, just like you're praising him, you're talking to him, you're saying how awesome he is. He's also telling you how awesome you are, how much he loves you. But we need to be quiet, we need to be still. We need to listen and hear him. You know, so it's such an awesome time, praise and worship. It's not just, oh, let me just come and do a few things here. You know, it's like when rugby, I love rugby and I love football. You know, now sometimes my daughter, she'll rush from the room. Mama, you okay? Because when England's playing and they score a try, I'm like, yes, yes. And she comes like, Mommy, are you okay? When Chelsea's playing and they score, my husband's like, calm down. You know. Because I'm like, come on. So if I can cheer like this for England or for Chelsea, how much more should I cheer for the King of Kings? The King of Kings. You know, it's like, I'm happy to go. Come on, go England. You know, obviously, if England's playing Ghana, there's... But... You know, I'm happy to do that. And you have the energy. I mean, if Arsenal's playing, Larry wouldn't sit there. Oh, my. He fights with the telly. You know? How much more? You understand? Think about these things. That is praise. I'm praising England. I'm praising Chelsea. He's praising Arsenal. It is. How much more? The King of Kings. Yeah, so let's not just think about it as, oh, it's a Sunday thing. No, it's your lifestyle. It's an everyday thing. Okay, now lastly, praise defeats the enemy. Praise defeats the enemy. You know, it's like I said earlier, he's just like a roaring lion. He's standing there thinking, where can I pounce? Where can I pounce? He's only got as much power as you give him. He's nothing. He is nothing. You don't even need to give him a second thought. He's only got as much power as you give him. Don't give him that power. Don't allow him. Don't allow him. Keep your, you know, we've got fears. We've got things that goes on between our kids, our family, our parents, our siblings, our spouses. Don't give him the chance. Don't give him a chance to put a wedge between you. He can only do what you allow him to. Don't give him that chance. Put on an amazing praise song and start singing over whatever situation you've got. Start singing over that situation. Start singing over that situation, whether be it fear, start singing over that situation. And you'll see the amazing God you've got. He fights for you. You know, saying, yeah, we go through that storm. How can we claim victory if there isn't a storm? How can we claim victory if there's no battle to fight? Yeah? But we step out there. We fight that battle and we know we've won that battle because we've got the King of Kings fighting for us. Amen. We've got the King of Kings fighting for us. So as we go today, let me just remind us, praise defeats the enemy. Lift up a mighty praise today. Lift up a shout of joy because God lives in our praises. He loves to hear our praises. So let's have a great week today and let's just continue praising Him. No matter what our situation is, when we feel low, when we feel down, when we feel sad, let's just praise Him. In life, in death, I'll praise my Maker. While I've breath, I'll praise my Maker. Always praise Him. Thank you.